Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
Getting information about something that you own. It's not as easy as one might think, yeah?
Well, apparently not. And if you own a condo, you may already be clued into this first conversation, particularly if you've tried to get some records and information about your unit. A bill up for decision-making later today consolidates Hawaii law about what information you should have access to and how long it should take to get it. HB 2401 is now in its third revision, but it seems management companies and some condo associations may not like it any better than the first. The Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs doesn't share that opinion. Daria Loy Goto is the Chief Complaints and Enforcement Officer for the Regulated Industries Complaints Office at the Hawaii Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, the DCCA, and she's in our studio this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
Now, there are a couple of other revisions which had condo associations and management companies tweaked, but the bill has gone through several revisions. Some of that language has been deleted, and yet there really hasn't been a lot of commentary from either of those groups about this latest version.
Well, I think that the bill is actually scheduled for a hearing today, so testimony is probably in the process of being filed or was shortly filed, may not have made it to the state's legislative website yet. But after today's hearing, we'll probably have more information on how condominium associations or other interested parties might feel about this particular bill and where it's at right now.
For a lot of people who go into the process of buying a condo and trying to figure out where to get information about what they should have and what they should be able to have access to and how long it takes, there have been bits and pieces of information all over Hawaii statutes. Is this really more of a housekeeping bill in your mind?
You know, I think that this bill, and it really was specifically intended, I think, to try to consolidate into one provision exactly all of the records that an owner should be able to get access to and set out the timelines that they should be able to get it and the cost for getting it and how they should go about getting that information.
That seems pretty straightforward.
To me, it really is. We're really talking about just taking bits and pieces out of the existing condominium chapter and putting it all in one place so that ideally, you know, you talk about unambiguous language and clarity so that owners really will have one place to go. And frankly, associations will have one place to go to know what their obligations are under the law.
Well, you bring up a point because it can be tough on both sides.
Right. And I think depending on the types of records that you're trying to get, how they're being stored, how they're being kept. But at the end of the day, I think we're really talking about keeping the dialogue between owners and AOAOs open and making sure that there's a free flow of information going back and forth between the two.
Do you find any problematic issues with a timeline that says 30 days?
You know, we're hoping not, and that may be something that industry might come back with and express concerns about today. But 30 days, you know, seems to be a long period of time. There are other provisions in the law that already called for certain records to be disclosed or provided within 30 days. So we really think that the 30 days is in keeping with the existing spirit and intent of this provision.
What records specifically should someone really feel they should have access to and be able to get? There are a lot of condo owners out there who don't even know what information they might need until perhaps a situation arises and they need it.
Right. And I think that there are differences when you're purchasing it, maybe if you're thinking about purchasing a condo versus certain issues are coming up on a condominium that you happen to live in. But we're talking about contracts, bylaws, house rules that an association may have. We're talking about receipts and expenditures for the common elements that the association is paying for, maintenance records, information about who the managing company or managing agent is for the association. And it's really, if you think about it, if it's like being a condo owner is probably like managing your own household. You want to know what's going on with the expenses of the day-to-day maintenance of it, and you want to know what the plans are and and what your money is being spent for.
And the timeline on when those expenditures have been made, what's been done, how often things are really replaced or repaired.
And especially if there are any outstanding obligations that the association might have coming up.
For example, what?
Well, they're really hard decisions to be made. If you have to make decisions on, will the association spend $5,000 this year to repair an elevator or $30,000 to replace the elevator, those are the kinds of decisions that boards are making and should be documented in board minutes, and hopefully all owners of the association would be able to get that information and have an idea of where the board may be headed in making some of these decisions on behalf of the entire condominium association.
From what you have heard, because you're the recipient of many complaints, how easy is it for someone to get this information that seems to be fairly, you know, straightforward and obvious that someone would want to know?
You know, I don't have any specific examples offhand, but last year our office assisted with about 40 complaints that were filed with us, and we were able to get records on behalf of condominium owners. And really, that's part of what our goal is in this situation, because condominium associations really are self-governing entities. And the state's goal is to make sure that people, owners, have the information that they need in order to be able to meaningfully participate in the management of their own condominium associations. So helping to get records, enforcing that law to make sure that associations are providing records is critical to what we do. Sometimes it may come down to an owner may not be aware that there might be an affidavit process or there might be payment required to get some records. And if it's just a matter of communication between an owner and association, our office can definitely help with that.
And the flip side of that too, an association not really understanding what its legal obligations may be?
Right, exactly. The flip side is an association not realizing what the requirements are under the law.
Well, we'll see if we get some clarity with this bill. We don't have very long to find out. They're going to look at it later this morning. Thanks so much for coming in beforehand.
Thank you.
And Daria Loy-Goto is the Complaints and Enforcement Officer for the Regulated Industries Complaint Office in the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. Her statewide agency oversees 48 licensed professions and vocations. And this morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to make a decision on the latest version of HB 2401. You can see it first on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.